Do you have mules?
Yes. I plowed mules, but I rode horse. I was herding cattle.
Do you like the plowing better than the herding?
Yes.
It seems to me the herding would be kind of exciting.
Well, it is, in a way. It's interesting, but you stay in a saddle pretty well all day in the hot summertime, and it's being old that while.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah.
Well, what was it that you particularly enjoyed about plowing?
Well, it's just plowing's all I know. Cultivating. I enjoyed that better than I did breaking the land. But all of it, I enjoyed all of it.
Well, what animals did you have on your farm besides the hogs?
Cattle.
Yeah, and the cattle. Did you have one horse?
No, it had two mules and a horse.
Uh-huh. Well, when you were growing up on the farm, what was your favorite thing to eat? What did your mother fix that you particularly liked?
Well, I love beans, and okra, tomatoes, most any kind of vegetables. I didn't like butter beans. I never did love butter beans, but roast nares. Tomatoes, no grits, it just that I enjoy that better than anything in the vegetable line. Never was a great hand for milk and butter. I love meat, such as that, better than I did milk and butter.
Uh-huh. Did you all make your own butter?
Yes.
How is butter made?
Well, it's clabbered milk. That's sour milk, you know. They'd put it in a churn. They'd strain it when they would milk it. They'd strain it into a churn, 5-gallon churn, channel all this. And it would sit overnight until the next day. Well, they had a churn dash and lid. That lid fit down on the churn, down around the top of it. Was a little stick with a dasher across like that.
Uh-huh.
And this dasher would lift that milk up and down. Well, when the milk would clabber, it looks just like mush or something when it gets clabbered. Well, you would churn that and take that buttery just cream is what it is. Take that off. It would come to the top of the milk. Take that up into a bowl or pan, whatever they use to work it with. They'd work it with a paddle. Mostly you'd work it with a knife or anything that way container. And press that backwards and forwards and dream that into the slop bucket. Well, you work salt into that butter as you work the milk out.
Mm-hmm.
Then when that milk was called buttermilk, then it put it in the, we had a box in the spring branch below, and we'd set that milk in there.
Hello.
And would, what water?
Up your cotton chili. Up your cotton chili.
Yeah, it's cold.
What?
They're all cold to know.